Hi, you guys, it's Nilu. Welcome back to Ordering Chaos. I am currently fostering the cutest senior dog ever. He's 10 years old. His name's Bruno. So the story behind him, I went to a flea market. I was looking for like vintage coats, and I swear I've been manifesting like a senior dog for a few months now. And I go to this flea market, I'm looking for vintage jackets, and there's this guy with like a couple dogs that are for adoption and he's fostering. And there was one that was like so cute and fluffy. And I will tell you right now, I am not someone who likes like little white dogs, the crusty eye dogs. That was never me. I kind of like ugly, cute dogs, you know what I mean? But there's this fluffy dog, I'm obsessed with him, whatever. He's so sweet, the guy's telling me everything about him. And basically it's like, he seems really easy, he's calm, he's chill. I was like, okay, I'm kind of sold, he's a senior dog. And so then I go home, and a week later I go pick him up, and now I'm fostering him. But when I went to pick him up, he did have like a little bit of, his fur was a little matted. He was like a little dirty. You could tell he probably hasn't had a bath in a while. So I was like, I'm gonna take him to the groomers. I've never had a long-haired dog in my life. And so when I took him to the groomers, I didn't really know what they were asking me when they were like showing me the different levels of haircut. I don't know what I was thinking. But basically they shaved him down completely. And I was like, my eyes were like tearing up, and I was like, what did you do to him? Oh my god. And he became a little white rat looking dog. Literally, if you were to ask me what kind of dog I want, he wouldn't even be like on the list. It would be like not even a question that I would get a dog like that. That being said, he's the sweetest dog. He's so cute, he's so calm, and I love him. So we're trying to find him a good home, so we'll see. Okay, so this episode I wanted to talk about when you're focusing on yourself and you are going through a period of personal growth, it can be really lonely because you almost have to strip yourself of your old identity. And sometimes that means losing and letting go of people who may have been in your life during that time so that you can kind of step into the person that you want to be and this new identity, especially in your 20s, because it's like there's so much that goes on and you change so much from your early 20s to your late 20s that it's just natural that you're gonna lose some friends in that process. And it's not always a bad friendship breakup or a big deal. Sometimes you just kind of grow apart, but it can be very lonely in those in-between times until you find your new people and you kind of get in a groove of meeting new friends. And that being said, it's also just lonely if you're like moving to a new city, if you get a new job or things like that. You might not know people and it's hard to meet people. So anytime you have a big change or you're trying to like work on yourself or you're going through something that involves a lot of self-growth, it can be very lonely. But I don't think that's a bad thing. I think it's good to kind of like have that time to like focus on yourself and do the inner work. It's kind of like you're a caterpillar in a cocoon, and then you emerge as a butterfly and you attract some new energy that's more aligned with who you want to be. For me, last year, I really started to get clear on who I wanted to be. And so I just got very focused on myself and I chose myself. And for a period of time, I really didn't have friends. I remember there was like a lot of Friday and Saturday nights where I didn't get any texts asking me what I was doing. No one was inviting me anywhere and I was just staying in. And yeah, at times it was like sad and lonely and a little bit depressing, but it was also good because then I could stay in and do things that felt productive and in alignment with who I wanted to be versus going to something that I didn't really want to be at that wasn't really serving me. For example, going to a bar and drinking, for me, just wasn't doing it anymore. I wasn't really enjoying my time. And then the next day I felt like shit. I had really bad anxiety. My anxiety is insane after I drink. It's even if I don't drink a lot, like it really affects me. So I don't know, during that time, I just spent so many nights just at home and I started to really enjoy my alone time. I really liked being alone and by myself and I got really comfortable with myself. And it also, I think, helped me learn to love myself, which now looking back, I think really helped with my confidence because I was so sure of who I was and I was so okay with myself that I didn't really need validation from anyone else. Or if I met someone new, I didn't need to feel like I needed them to like me or that I needed to feel some type of way. I also think that just like as you get older and your life starts to change, I think from your early 20s to your late 20s, there's a lot of like big life changes that happen in general. Like your early 20s, you might be in college or you're graduating, whatever. And then it's like you're starting your first real big job. And then maybe you're getting into a serious relationship, moving in with people, getting married. And so naturally people just, you have less time to hang out with people. In college, it's like all you really did was hang out with your friends. So it was really easy to maintain those close friendships and have your best friends. But as you get older, your circle kind of gets smaller and it is harder to keep in touch with people. I will say that it is good to like know if there is certain people that you do want to like continue to maintain relationships and if they're really important to you, to put in the energy and the effort to make those relationships work, whether it's like random FaceTimes or even just like a random text every now and then checking in. I have one friend who is, she's so sweet. She writes a handwritten card every holiday and birthday. And she's been doing this for me at least for the last 6 years since we've graduated college. And we don't talk like every day or even every week or all the time, but it's just like an easy way that she stays connected with me. And it's something that like I really appreciate and I think it's really thoughtful. I wish I was organized enough to be able to keep track of people's addresses and send them cards like that. It's just so cute and I love it. It just really means a lot. But I think when it comes to focusing on yourself, if you want to change who you are and you want to strip yourself of maybe an old identity that you have, I think it's really important to kind of figure out what your favorite activities are and lean into those. I think everyone should have a hobby that doesn't involve going out. I think it's so attractive when there's someone who has this skill or hobby that they do on the side. It just, you seem more attractive to me because it's like you're busy, you're doing something, and you're good at something. I also think it makes you more interesting. And when people ask you what you like to do for fun, if your only response is like going out and drinking, it's not that cute. Like, get a hobby and then you can have something to talk about when you go on dates and someone asks you like what you like to do. I think it's also just good for your mental health and self-confidence to pick up a new skill or hobby. For me, it was ice skating, and that was something that I did when I was really little as a kid. So it was a little bit of like inner child work and just like bringing me joy that I like loved when I was younger. And it can be literally anything. It can even be like an online course that you do at home that's not super expensive, or joining, I don't know, intramural sports. Is that what they call it? Adult leagues or something? That's not really my vibe because I'm not like a team sport girly. But if you're into that, that could be a good way to also meet people and then also have like a fun little hobby that you can talk about. Okay, so when you're focusing on yourself, that's a really good thing. But when it starts to feel lonely, it can start to be a little depressing too. So I think in those cases, what you should do is lean into self-care or meditation, journaling, going outside, doing things involving your favorite activity. Like I said, the new hobby, skill, whatever. I think it's just filling your time, your lonely time, with things that make you feel happy and productive and finding what works for you. But I think when you're focusing on yourself, you're going to lose some people that no longer align with your goals, and then you'll start to create a new energy that's going to attract people that are in line with what you're looking for. Basically, what I'm trying to say is it's okay to be lonely. It's okay to have no friends. It's okay to have weekends in. Instead of being hard on yourself about it or feeling down about it, just spend that time more productively by doing things that make you feel good. And I promise with time, you will start to feel better. And then I also refocus my like social time. So if I was gonna go out, I wanted to go out with a purpose. Like either I was celebrating for someone, it was like a birthday or whatever, or it was an event. And you will eventually find your people. I would even say I would do this. On one of your Friday nights home when you're alone, I would make a list of your goals and who you want to be and what you see for your life, what kind of friends you want. Like, I want to be constantly inspired by the people that I am around. For me, it was about surrounding myself with people who aligned with that. And also, going back to adult hobbies, I'm just a big believer that learning a new skill, just learning in general, is such a confidence boost because you just are like, you have a topic that you can be knowledgeable in. So if you're ever in a conversation or a setting with people, and if you're someone who might not be extroverted and you're more introverted, in those cases, you can talk a lot about one topic. And someone who might not know a lot about it will be interested in what you're saying and they're gonna be curious about it. And that is why you have to have hobbies outside of drinking, outside of just going out. We're just not feral rats anymore and we have more substance to us, okay? So after listening to this episode, I want you guys all to go and find an adult hobby that you are excited and passionate about, something you've always wanted to do that you kind of like put off or just like thought would be stupid or didn't have time for or whatever. Go find it online, do some research, sign up for it. Class, a course, whatever it is, sports. And then I want you to DM me and tell me what your adult hobby is, and I want you to keep me updated on it because I want to learn about what you guys are doing. And it can be literally anything. It can be ice skating, horseback riding. It can be going thrifting or like, I don't know, maybe sewing or knitting, painting, whatever. Go to Michael's, pick up some crafts, have something that you can do. Maybe it's coding or you want to do graphic design or, I don't know, learn how to make sourdough. Find something that you've always thought you were interested in and just pursue it a little bit harder and make time for it. All right, that's all for this episode. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and be sure to follow on the socials. I'll leave everything in the show notes. Thanks so much for supporting and listening. Love you guys. Bye.